Miles, and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by SNC Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with Final Coat. Online at scautomotive.com. Now, we're going to talk about Cooper DeJean versus Caitlin Clark. There is at least one Hellraiser that's tired of hearing about Caitlin Clark.
Who's that?
Hans.
Oh, well, hey.
So, Hans, might I remind you that you can text show to 515-244-1033 and get in on some Greta Van Fleet tickets.
Everybody can. It's in honor of our anniversary, which is Friday.
So there you go. There's something in Wicket's World just for you, Hans.
Text show, anybody, SHOW, to 515-244-1033. Tomorrow at this time, Hike Check returns.
Yeah, I know.
So yes. I figure I would get one more tidbit in before the kickoff of the NFL draft. It'll be in Detroit tomorrow. Cooper DeJean from Iowa will hear his name called. And part of the process they do, of course, they text your physical ability. He had the injury, so he had some private workouts, and he's interviewing with teams, including the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers. And one of the questions, they always try to throw you off. They ask some normal stuff. They ask some weird stuff. And one of the things that the Iowa star was asked about was playing basketball against the GOAT.
I wouldn't say it's really weird, but a lot of teams have asked me if I could beat Caitlin Clark one-on-one, just being from Iowa.
Wait, what's the answer to that?
I think I can. She'd probably score a few buckets on me, but I think I could pull it off.
Oh, please get out of here.
First off, what's his answer ever gonna be? Okay.
This is like a job interview. This is like a job interview. There's no real right answer here.
Well, the right answer is yes, he could beat Caitlin Clark, and he would. If he played defense on her in her face at all times, he would beat her.
I think the best answer is no, I would never beat a woman. I'm not that kind of player.
Nope, that's not what you want. You don't want that competitive. You want the fire of I'm going to destroy anyone who is in front of me because I'm a football player.
No, I'm saying defuse the situation and talk about abuse. No, I would never beat a woman. That's what I'm saying.
That would have nothing to do. That would not be good for his job interview.
The only answer is a non-answer here.
The right answer was, yeah, I could beat her because what else are you going to say? No, I'd lose to her. There's still a manly, ugh, can't lose to a woman feeling in this world and in the NFL. You can't have that. Ugh, I would beat her. Also, he would beat her. He's taller and he's heavier. And as long as he stayed in front of her, she'd never get a shot up against him. And Cooper, she couldn't guard him. He was 50 pounds more. And DeJean was a good basketball player when he was at OABCIG. Like, he was really good when he was a high school player. He's more physical than her. He's faster than her. He would beat her. So at least he said she'd get some buckets, which she would. But in a game of one-on-one, Cooper DeJean would beat Caitlin Clark, even though I think she's the greatest female player I've ever seen in my life. He'll get his name called early tomorrow, hopefully 25 to the Packers. Speaking of Caitlin Clark, did you see the numbers for her deal? We thought her deal with Nike was, you know, like, oh, it's eight figures, $10 million, right? Like, that sounds about right. And then it was rumored to 12, and then some insiders were saying it was going to be 20. It's 8 years and $28 million for Caitlin Clark to sign with Nike. She's not going to get that deal in Iowa City if she stayed in college.
But it still sounds low to me.
It absolutely is. I hope, and I don't know all the details, but I do hope that in her contract there's an out or a re-up time after like 2 or 3 years, because they offered her that. And there's a graph, I'm sure, with the people at Nike about the popularity of women's basketball and how that will reflect on shoes and Nike stuff and her logo stuff getting sold. And that number is hopefully going to go up. And therefore, maybe they revisit this in 2 years, in 3 years. Because $28 million seems low over 8 years, considering she's going to be the face of women's basketball for the next decade, or at least the next 8 years.
If she also got a profit share, I think that would be the ticket. So if she got a percentage back, depending on how many were sold, because I think the last time I purchased a pair, what are they even called? Trainers?
Well,
what are the shoes that she...
Basketball shoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Athletic shoes.
Trainers, CrossFit shoes, or whatever.
The last time I purchased a pair, I mean, decades ago.
Sure, I believe
that. I mean, probably fifth grade gym class.
You don't really do a lot of running or playing basketball,
no,
so.
I
heels and boots, that's what you got.
Right. So it's like, I'm over here like, I can't wait to buy these.
There you go.
So the market is expanded to everyone.
Absolutely.
Like, your mother-in-law, Carol, might be picking up a pair because it's her West Des Moines girl, Caitlin Clark.
That's what we do. The number from Nike was higher than everybody else. Think about these other off the way. Puma wanted in until they heard that the bidding started at $3 million. Gone. Adidas offered 4 years, $6 million total. Gone. Under Armour offered $16 million, 4 years. Gone. Caitlin went with $28 million over 8 years. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Caitlin Clark.
Also, by the way, she won the Sullivan Award yesterday, which goes to the best collegiate or Olympic athlete in the country. It's the second straight year she's won the award. She's the first person in the 94-year history of this award to win it twice. Mm. Never in a century has it happened, and she just did it.
8.5 wicket, by the way.
That's the size of the shoe?
That I am putting on the approved gift list of things
so,
that you can get for me.
So, ice cream maker from Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, don't waste your money on a new one.
And
that's
then,
crazy.
The logo 22, which is what I hope the shoe is called, but in a size 8.5?
Please.
Okay, write that down.
Thank you. Next, with Heather and Wicket. Question up on Facebook. What one choice in life would you change? If you could go back in your DeLorean and change one thing, what would that be? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook, Twitter.
And Threads.
Yeah, you got to get that in.
The Laser. 515-244-1033. Wait.